This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city within a 24-hour period. The Russian Defense Ministry said five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. President Vladimir Putin called it a terrorist act by Kyiv. The Moscow mayor said the attack caused insignificant damage to several buildings, and the regional governor said some of the drones were shot down on approach to Moscow. U.S. officials say a military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and will include additional munitions for drones. The drone ammunition comes as new attacks by unmanned aircraft targeted Moscow. There's been no suggestion the U.S. made drones or munitions were used in recent attacks on Moscow. And U.S. officials have repeatedly said that Ukraine has agreed not to use any American-provided weapons for attacks on Russian soil. The Kremlin blamed Kyiv for Tuesday's attack, but Ukrainian officials had no direct comment. The U.S. officials spoke on condition of anonymity. The U.N. nuclear chief says that the world is fortunate a nuclear accident has not happened in Ukraine and is asking Moscow and Kyiv to commit to preventing an attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant and make other pledges to avoid the danger of a catastrophic incident. Rafael Grossi told the U.N. Security Council on Tuesday that we're rolling a dice, and if this continues in one day, our luck